Refueling was done with a platform built into the back end of the Buick convertible, and that was done by Birch Welding Work. And the Buick disappeared, and a week later it had the platform in it. And that was the way things went.
So the airplane was modified with additional tanks, and they took out the seats and a few things like that to make room for all the fuel tanks. And then you had a hand-operated pump to pump the fuel out of those 2.5-gallon cans into those auxiliary cans. And then later on, they would transfer the fuel on up into the wing tanks.
That's correct.
Okay, and I think the fuel capacity was increased from 36 to over 80 gallons, something
yes,
like that.
Okay. That's correct.
So it was quite a process. In other words, you transferred all that fuel plus food and water up, and you had less than a mile of runway to accomplish
yes.
all this.
Actually, since there was no activity on the airbase, there were no commercial flights and no military, we could go any direction we wanted to go. And usually in the morning run, we were going across the runway, and the evening runs went right straight down the runway because the prevailing wind was from the southwest. But in the morning, it was usually from the northeast or northwest. So if it was from the northwest, we were going across the runway. From the northeast, we were coming the other way.
Well, I'd like to tell one interesting story on Woody and Bob. They had to fly for 24 hours a day, naturally. They would take four-hour shifts, and the co-pilot would be asleep. And one night, he was asleep, and Woody woke Bob up and says, "Bob," he said, Bob said, "What is it?" He said, "I don't know where we're at. I've been asleep, too." And so, anyway, they finally figured out they were way down in New Mexico. And they could see the bright lights of Mexicali up in front of them. So they thought, well, we'll fly north to Mexicali, make a right, and go back over to Yuma, Arizona. So,
you know, the funny part of that whole thing is Woody denies it.
Well, I can imagine so. It was a big undertaking, and it changed Yuma because a few months after the Endurance flight ended on October the 10th, 1949, the Air Force was trying to determine whether they wanted to locate the Air Force Academy. Well, Yuma was among the top 10 as a place to locate the Air Force Academy. It didn't come here, but at least, you know, there was recognition. Then in 1951, both the Army moved back in, the Air Force and Army, the Army out at Yuma Proving Ground, and the air base was opened back up again.